As a director and founder of Red Rose, when we were interviewed by the IBA for this Lancashire franchise, he demonstrated real professionalism and flair and, above all, great nerve. And believe me, we did need it at that time. And, of course, he had a stimulating effect on the rest of the board. And I'm sure now that he was one of the reasons why we won the franchise against such stiff and quite strong odds. For me, it's especially sad because I just agreed with him a few weeks ago to take a part-time contract here at Red Rose, playing an even more strategic and comprehensive role, because he loved radio, he loved being in the north, and he wanted eventually to take a much greater interest here, and this was part of his future. So it really is very sad indeed. For me, he was a genuinely nice man. He was great to be with, great company. He was a friend and had immense talent and charm. He was terrifically humorous. I will miss him for all the contributions he made. I know my directors and shareholders and thousands of people out there, they will share that great sadness.
I know one thing about Russell Harty. He was a damn sight nicer than the majority of journalists who wrote about him.
Red Rose 301.
Hello, good morning, and this is Russell Harty. This is actually a historic moment for Red Rose Radio because it's our first outside broadcast, and I'm perched on one of those rather elegant platforms on the middle of the M6. Actually, not on the middle of the M6, on the side of the M6, because if it were a platform on the middle of the M6, we'd be in trouble. And I'm in a very smart, clean, snapping, brand new police car, and we're about to move off on the M6 northwards. I have two chaps with me, two traffic patrol officers. What is your name, sir, first of all?
PC David here.
And yours?
PC Alan Holehouse.
So we've got David on the right-hand side and Alan on the left-hand side. And